gonna shine when the light grows dim. Sing 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Honey Do Me Podcast. I'm Cass.
And I'm Emma, and this is our podcast. Mm-hmm. Podcast. God, it always gets me with your name. And we talk about sex and relationships and masturbation and touching all your holes and using all your digits or your mouth. We talk about it all.
We get down and dirty with it and with you, and that's what we like to do every Wednesday. This month we are focused on tips, tricks, and naughty bits, which really means we're just teaching you how to touch your genitals, whether that be with your own hands, somebody else's hands, somebody else's mouth, or just learning how to take care of them. So, yeah.
That about covered it.
It did.
Damn diddle. Yeah. We feel like there's so much to cover that 2 months is just a perfect time span to just mm-hmm. really dive in, as we mm-hmm. like to say. And today we are going for the dong, and we're using our hands, and we're talking about hand jobs because it truly is something I stopped doing in high school and I want to bring it back.
I'm ready to try again. Yeah. These hands have just been itching to do their job. That makes it, I don't know, maybe if you have itchy hands, you shouldn't be giving a hand job.
Yeah, you should check out that part first, and then once your skin is cleared up, you can go in for a hand job.
Do you think athlete's hand is a thing?
Maybe.
Like athlete's foot?
I think so, because there's some sports that wear gloves on one hand, at least.
Yeah.
Like football or golf, or those are all I can think of right now.
Fencing?
You would have athlete's face with that whole thing. You got to put a whole kit and caboodle on. Yeah.
That's so true.
I know. Thankfully, I am not sporty at the moment, so I don't really think about it that much.
So I can give all the hand jobs I want. We are talking with sex educator Keely Rankin, and she's just so much fun and totally gives us all these new ideas for hand jobs and gives us quite a bit of coaching as well, which was really fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just splits us right down the middle and shows you all our bits.
And if you head to YouTube, you can also see with your eyeballs mm-hmm. the movements we go over when we talk about different things to do on a penis with your hands. And also beyond just how to handle a penis, we get into like mental barriers, which I love that we do that every time we talk about a new or different like sex act, we talk about the things that we kind of go through when we feel insecure or feel mm-hmm. like our partner's getting bored with our performance or if we're good enough. It's like all of those things really do play into how you enjoy giving and receiving. And I love that we get into that with Keely.
Me too. It's very fun. It's very good. Mm-hmm. Well, with that, we'll just leave you to dive on in and we'll see you on the other side.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, my name is Keely Rankin, and I am a sex and relationship coach based out of San Francisco, California. And normally what I say about my work is I help people find pleasure. So folks, couples, individuals, people who have been married for a long time, or people who are single and trying to date, all we do is look at where is pleasure, how is it blocked, and how can we help you find more sensation, more satisfaction in your life?
We love
Amazing.
That.
Amazing. What a great mission.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
We want to bring back, obviously, more pleasure and also an act that seems a little like juvenile, but I feel like it's just misunderstood.
Yes.
The hand job. So what are we missing about the hand job? Let's like sell us on it.
So I like to talk about it, the lost art of the hand job. Because it is such an undervalued sexual experience. Mm-hmm. And I think what has happened is, you know, there's a lot of reasons why maybe it's gotten less popular. I think sometimes people feel like maybe it's not easy or like, like blowjobs are easier, or let's just move to intercourse or something like that. But I think what happens when we move out of hand play, we miss the most incredible sexual organ, which is our hands. Our women know, right? They're like, oh yeah, digital play. Let's do this. I'm down. Like so many women, that's how they come. That's how they find really, really a wonderful ecstatic pleasure spots. And I think sometimes men don't think about it that way, that like women can learn to do incredible things with their hands. It just often takes a little bit of time. Not a lot of women have given hand jobs. And so they're a little, I think, a little scared of them. They're not really sure, like, you know, what to do. Maybe they tried it once, like in high school or early college, and they're like, that wasn't that great. Yeah. So they just like give up on it altogether. But there's so many opportunities to play with hand jobs. So I'm a big fan of them.
I love that description. I feel like when I've talked to my partner about it, who has a penis, he'll say like, why would I want a hand when it could be like a mouth or a vagina or a butt? Like, it's like, why would I do that? I feel like hands are a different feeling and they can be good in their own way. It doesn't need to necessarily be compared or instead of or anything like that.
Right. And I think there can also be this thing where it's like, if I'm, and I don't know why this happens for people, but it's like, oh, if we do a hand job, then I have to make you come from this. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be in it for a really long time versus maybe no one is orgasming during this play experience. Or maybe it's just something we're doing for 15, 20 minutes. And then we maybe shift into something else that maybe has like higher states of erotic pleasure.
Right. And I'm saying this as someone who doesn't think that they're good at blowjobs, but I would say that I don't think I could, like you, what you said before, like doesn't think that they're good at hand jobs. Like I do think I've never thought like, oh, I'm really good at this. I thought always, oh, my mouth is more taboo, more fun. So I could easily be better at blowjobs. So why do the hand? That's something that's tedious. It's taxing.
Right. And that's what's such a bummer is that it feels like you even did the motion. You're like, oh, if I'm going to do a hand job, I'm just going to like do this one thing up and down. And that's, I mean, our hands, they are so, as for anyone who's watching this video, like, look at all the things my hands can do. Like they do open heart surgery. Like there's, they have so many wonderful ways that they can play and move. And I think sometimes we get locked in with our partner's genitals to either what we know works and we get a little fearful to try new things, or, you know, we just kind of go with what we've seen versus really letting ourselves like take a deep breath and just explore new ways of touching. And when I really think about what happens with hand jobs a lot is people go actually to the move that they think makes orgasm happen too quickly. They're going for the shaft, they're going for the head, and they're going up and down. And what the men that I've talked with about this will report is like, it's too hard or too fast and it's not, and then it doesn't feel pleasurable. So there's a miss on what's where the pleasure is actually.
Right.
And also it makes me sad to hear you say you don't think you give good blowjobs. I want to go in for that, but I'm going to leave it because we're.
Thank you. I mean, I hope to build up my confidence. I also don't give them. Okay. Ever. Well, so it's, I think it's a learned skill and I think I could get good, but yeah, I don't really have any subjects.
You haven't put in the minutes.
I
was going to say hours, but that sounded like a lot.
Sounds like a lot. Yeah.
Well, a big part of it is enjoying it. You know, I mean, if we think about what's satisfying for us to receive, we all want our partners to really be into pleasure, especially when it's a one directional, because sex can be mutual. Like intercourse feels oftentimes, I think people think of it as mutual pleasure. But when we're doing things where it's specifically moving on to energies, moving on to one person, you know, it's a little different. It's more this giving space. And that really, the hand job is, it's that giving space, which is great.
We were just talking about that too with another, I think we were talking about fingering the other day. And it is, it's like a fear of one partner being bored. And yeah, I feel like I haven't let myself practice enough because I do get self-conscious that either they're bored because a hand is a hand and they have a hand. So what am I doing that's any better? Or like... a hand is a precursor before the mouth, so I might as well keep moving on because they're just waiting for the mouth. And
which they might think your partner might be. They may feel like they still also really want your mouth in that experience. Mm-hmm. And maybe you tell them no, as in a playful way. No, we're not doing
just
that.
Just these. I like that you said that they do open heart surgery because it's like, yeah, these are fucking powerful. Yes. We got to utilize them.
Yes. Right.
In the name of not going for the gold too quickly, how can we start a hand job? Like, what are some teasing techniques we can use? Maybe over the pants stuff.
Right. And I love that you bring that up because I think so often people think, and I'm guessing it has a lot to do with movies. Like what you see with movies is like people always shoving their hands down people's pants and then they're coming 30 seconds later somehow magically. Yeah. That is more in alignment with early ejaculation for anyone listening. And really there is lots of stuff over the pants. And I think what also can happen sometimes is there's a fear on both ends, I think, in heterosexual play that if a man is not erect, that he's either not turned on, not into you, or he's not enjoying what's happening, and that you can only really touch a cock if it's hard. Mm-hmm. And what's true is a lot of men, if they let themselves get out of their own sort of blockages around needing their cock to always be hard, the instant someone sees them in a sexual loaded experience, that there's actually so much pleasure in a soft cock. Like there is so much touch that can feel good, assuming someone's not coming in and trying to get them hard and trying to make them orgasm from that place, but the soft, gentle stroking. So yes, there's lots of stuff over the clothes that you can do. It's a little tougher in jeans, and with these tight, skinny jeans these days, it's also a little bit tricky depending on the size of your partner and the kind of underwear they're wearing. So I normally say like, that's, you know, just want to pay attention because as the body gets harder, the cock gets harder, it can start to press a little bit. Most men will take care of themselves and sort of readjust. But oftentimes when it comes in general to, I think, this play space of hand jobs, we want to slow everything down. So it's like if you're normally moving into sex, say at like an 8 or a 9, sort of where most people are going in, it's like we want to slow you way back down to like a 1 or a 2, where you're breathing, you're taking your time. And as you're touching, you're sort of more in a caressing space where you're just sort of feeling and enjoying like, okay, what does this feel like? Like, what do I notice? How is my partner's breath changing? Can I tell if any flush on their face is changing? Do I notice that their body starts to feel a little bit warmer in temperature? And you're sort of just playing in that space and also asking yourself too, like, what do you like about this? Is there anything fun about this? So playing over the clothes is a wonderful way to just sort of start that like moving. It's kind of hard to show on my body because I have the camera, but I'll do it like kind of in my neck. It's like moving through the whole area. So it's like you don't have to go just for the genitals and stay on the genitals and try and like do something like this over. It's more these strokes like through the groin. And it can be up onto the belly and up into the chest and up onto the neck and down through the arms. It can really start all over the whole body depending on what feels fun and sexy for you at the time. Mm-hmm. And when clothes start to come off, right? I think oftentimes people really rush through that too. Like, hurry, get the clothes off. That's what passionate sex means. We take our clothes off really fast. And fast, sometimes. And sometimes it means that, like, yeah, sometimes it's great to go really fast and feel that. And I think a lot of times people are just rushing through because it's kind of become a habit. So it's like, can we enjoy taking the clothes off? And then as we move into the hand job, like, can you let yourself take deep breaths as you begin to explore your partner's body in that area? Running your hand through their hair, moving the palm over the cock, going into, I break up the cock into different sections that are not based in like medical terminology. So any of the doctors listening to this are going to be like, what is this person talking about? But I feel like when we go to the medical, people suddenly are not wanting to talk about sexy things. They're like, they snap into like a different part of their brain. So I try with my clients to really stay in like less technically correct terms in some regard. Mm-hmm. So I talk about like, there's the head of your cock. which is often a place where many, many people have lots and lots of sensation. They feel lots and lots of pleasure. There's sort of a rim around the outside of the head. That's a great place to play. And I'll go back into the different things we can do with the cock in a little bit, but I'm just going to give you the what parts we're looking at. Then there's the shaft. So that's the part that comes like out of the head on the top and it goes down, right? And then there's the base. So it's the part that enters into the body. Then there's the balls. I call it the area behind the balls. That's the that's the least safest place I think we can go, the area behind the balls. And then the asshole. And these are all areas that are great to touch and explore. The asshole for some men can bring a lot of shame or a lot of discomfort. So, you know, if it's your first time playing with someone, I wouldn't just like go for starting to tickle or play with that area. You want to ask, you want to make sure they feel okay. But in general, these other spaces, like we want to include them all. So we want to be moving our hands through either with our fingers, with our palms, on the tip of the head. We can go around in circles like this. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, and as like we can go in different directions. So we have two hands if we're lucky. I know some people unfortunately don't, but for many of us, we have two hands and you can go in different directions. There's a term called the twist and shout where you go in different directions and you actually twist. So like one goes this way, one goes that way.
Kind of like wringing out a towel.
Yes, like wringing out a towel. That's perfect. We could change the name. There's also like, you know, we can go and cup the balls. A lot of similar things I think people have figured out with oral sex, but it's taking the mouth out of it. Because when we put the mouth on, suddenly that becomes a lot of people's main focus. They're starting to do a lot with their tongue and with their lips and sort of moving in that way. But this is sort of saying like, what if we just use our hand in these different playful ways? You can do like twisting back and forth like this. Can be fun going up and down, twisting.
Like a fire starter.
A fire starter. You're renaming. I like all these.
Yeah.
You can do the holding at the base is also really nice for a lot of people. They really enjoyed like the holding almost like a cock ring can feel really fun. But really the idea is, can you take off the idea that you're supposed to go into that typical masturbation grab and hold and going up and down?
Right.
I think when we give ourselves permission that like that's not necessarily what a hand job needs to look like, then we open up a lot of space.
Totally.
For sure.
I'm sorry. I was going to say I really appreciate the idea of moving slower because like you said, I connect so much with like fast movement, especially taking off your clothes quickly. And I don't know, it's probably because we're nervous and like that's a very vulnerable.
It is, yeah.
You know, action is like, I gotta get it done fast so you don't look at me. But also I think you'd be a little less clumsy if we did go slower. And so I think that would definitely set like a good kind of confident, slow movement. And then you mentioned kind of stroking around that didn't even include genitals, didn't even include the penis or the balls.
Right.
And so I know that feels good on me. I guess I just didn't realize that on other bodies, it could feel good too. And so I usually stay just on the genitals, not, you know, around the abdomen and the legs and the groin area. But I love that you say that that's a part of it too.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting with men. So one of my subspecialties is working with men who struggle with performance issues. And it's so fascinating for the last, 14 years I've worked with this population. And what's true, all of these are generalizations. Some people do not like full body touch. Like it actually doesn't feel that great to them. It's maybe too tickly or they just are not into it. They're typically the folks who don't like massages. I've noticed there's a correlation. Like if people don't like massages, they often just don't like full body touch in general. Not always, but some of the time. But most men really, really do love full body touch. They really want it. They crave it. They don't know how to ask for it. They feel kind of silly or feminine asking for it because I think a lot of people in the heterosexual space feel like, oh, that's like what women need. And, you know, the pressure to have to like be erect right away, that's what we were talking about a little bit. It's like if the cock is not hard right away, it's totally fine, actually. Mm-hmm.
I love a flaccid peen.
Right.
It's fun.
There you go. Yeah. And letting your partner know, like, it's totally fine. Like, just relax, enjoy. Like, we're just going to explore and have fun. And you can tell me what feels good or what doesn't feel good or, you know,
I feel like that's a really great reminder too, is to, like, you don't always need to jump right into showing physically that you are the most turned on for this situation. And the way that you were saying, like, the words that you can kind of go leading into it, I wonder if you had a little bit more of like, hey, we can go slow. Mm. We can, like, just tease ourselves into this. Like, I would love to engage in some hand play only. Like, if you had more words that we could use leading into our play.
I love what you just said. That sounds great. Yeah.
Thanks.
A lot of people do want to slow down. What I've noticed in the couple work that I've done is that oftentimes both people do want to slow down. They just haven't talked about it yet. And so when one person goes first and says, like, hey, I wonder if we can just, like, go a little bit slower here and not have the goal of orgasm, right? This orgasm trap that I think a lot of us are sort of stuck in, where sex is about finding an orgasm. And when the orgasm happens, then we're done and we've successfully had sex. And I think taking out that and saying, like, okay, what if we just enjoy something together that's a little bit different? Or that's, you know, not trending right now. Hand jobs, right? They're not trending right now. Although I wish they were. And letting us just see, like, what is it like to play in this space? You know, one of the things I often talk about too with hand jobs is, like, can you look at your partner's genitals? Because a lot of times people aren't actually, like, looking at what they're doing, you know?
So true.
So can you let yourself, like, just take a deep breath and actually look and see, like, what are you touching? What are you curious about touching? And again, that question coming back to, like, what feels good in your hands? What feels good in your body through your hands? Like, how can you explore that pleasure and try different things? Mm-hmm. And just to answer your question of, like, the different things you can say, I mean, I think it could be all the way from something kind of kinky, which is like, I'm not going to let you fuck me. We're just going to fuck with my hands, you know, something
like that.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Sounds so fun. Right. Or like, you're mine. I got you. Like, I'm going to do what I want and you can't move, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, something like that off the cuff, just a few things that could work.
Some things that could be fun. Some people like that play. Other people that would not work for them. They would be like, no way. But but going back to what we talked about early on too, which is when it's a one-directional play, I think sometimes for people it is really helpful to just say, I really want to try this thing, or I really want to do this thing, or it'd be so fun just to play in this way with you, or I want to see what my hands can do. I want to hear from you what feels good. You know, one of the things going back to, like, strategies, techniques, you know, for actually playing with a cock, is that oftentimes women are people, I'm saying women, but people, when they start to play with a cock, they're playing a little bit too rough. Like, they're not only going into that speed, but they're actually grabbing a little bit too hard. And so you really want to gradually move up in speed and pressure if you've decided you want to take your partner higher in arousal or towards orgasm. You don't need to do this. It's just if you're like, oh, let's see if I can get you to come. Let's see what happens, right?
Let's see what happens.
You want to sort of gradually move up and not start with, like, a really strong grip, because oftentimes – what men do say is, like, it was too rough, or it was too hard, or she was like, it was like a pulling sensation. And that's not really something most people are into. And so it's like, how can we help you find your own technique that you can connect with your partner and, like, check and make sure it feels good for them? And continuing to ask is really helpful. Mm-hmm. Like, I normally say when we're asking for feedback, we don't say, does this feel good? Because that puts people in a position of, like, are they really going to say no?
Like, right. That's a really good point.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. My partner's like, this feels good. Well, I would now. But, like, for a very long time, I'd be like, yeah, it's great. You know? Because, like,
fucking cool.
I'm having the best time. But really what we want to be asking is, like, actual feedback. Like, would you like me to go faster or slower? Would you like me to go harder or softer? So it's taking off this feels good, and I'm assuming that you think this feels good. Mm-hmm. And it's asking for direction, like, which direction would you like me to go?
Ugh,
That is such a good like flip, because I know my partner is definitely a people pleaser and I am as well. So it's just like easier to be like, yeah, it's good. Like, I just want you to have a good time. So I love giving them a choice, like, okay, which one? Because then they can say, no, like, this is perfect.
Right.
But they can actually easily voice change it without being coming off as like an asshole.
Right. I think people feel really worried to give feedback, especially in the one directional, right?
Absolutely.
Like if you're receiving touch and someone asks you if it's great, you're like, it's great.
Because you also don't want to ruin the mood too. Like that's what goes on in my head. It's like if I say no or if I give like correction,
right,
then I'm ruining the mood and now it's my fault. Right. So like that's also hard. But if you frame it as like a sexy way to say like faster, slower, harder, then that could feel fun and like the momentum is still there and there's no uncomfortable awkwardness.
Right. And it's not this assumption of like, I need to know that this feels good. It's sort of saying like, I want to be with your body and I want to help you find pleasure. And so here are some options that might bring more pleasure. Which is there any you want to take? Versus, I think I'm the best lover you've ever had and I'm blowing your mind right now. It's sort of the...
Absolutely.
That's super fair. Yeah, there is like a frame of mind. It's just so vulnerable to be like, does this feel good?
Yeah.
Is this nice? Yeah, it's almost embarrassing to ask that question. Because I feel like I'm in a position of needing to be validated when I'm saying that.
Yes, right. You're not actually trying to see what your partner needs in that moment. Yeah, right.
I need you to tell me I'm doing a really, really good job and I can stop. Like, that's what I want to hear.
I need you to tell me you finished and that I just didn't see it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Good. That's 100% how I feel. But I love that flip because I also do want to be sure that I'm like in tune with my partner's pleasure and I am giving a good job and I'm doing a good performance and they're enjoying themselves. And if I know that, then I'm having a good time.
You can relax,
which is
more.
What we talked about.
Right. Yeah. You can relax more.
Absolutely.
What you were saying about looking at their genitals.
Oh,
So vulnerable. And I feel like that's true no matter where you're looking, because if I'm just making eye contact, incredibly vulnerable. Like when I'm thinking of myself giving a hand job and where I'd prefer to look for my just being a sensitive person is just like off in the corner. Like you can have my hand. I'll just look away and you look away too. But obviously that isn't conducive to massive amounts of pleasure and connection. So what are some things that we can be doing with the rest of our bodies as a giver to make it not feel like, here's my hand, I'm going to just pretend the rest of my body doesn't exist?
Yeah. So first off, if eye contact is tough, I probably wouldn't be trying to do eye contact with your hand job.
I like that advice.
Start with eye contact somewhere a little less vulnerable in many regards. I think there for some people it can be very, very sexy to make eye contact if that's comfortable for them. And it's totally fine if it's not. And what I would say if you were my client is, how can we start to help you feel more comfortable with eye contact? So you can, like, what is it, you know, all of the things, like, what does it mean to make eye contact? What does it feel like? You know, what have you learned about it? What comes up inside of you? Can we start to watch it? Eye contact has a lot to do with safety of being seen, safety of, you know, seeing people. Is it, you know, it's a huge gateway into a lot of deeper pieces that can be going on.
That might make sense for me.
Maybe in there.
I don't know. Please continue.
So it could be sexy to make some eye contact, and it could be really creepy to be like continuing to just like stare someone down in their eyes. So just a, you know, name a spectrum. But the looking that I'm thinking about of like the looking at the genitals is more like really taking in and looking around. You know, when we think about objectifying someone, there is a particular look that happens in the objectification. And what feels good is connected objectification. Just objectification on its own typically doesn't feel great. That's not really what people are looking for. They're looking for a connected objectification where there's already a connection that exists. I'm guessing if you're touching someone's cock, there's already a connection that exists. I'm assuming
to
that.
To some degree.
Yeah. To some, yeah. Hopefully there's consent. We'll just, mm-hmm. yes. And actually like taking people in and noticing them and enjoying what you're seeing, just like letting that live in your body. I think when people feel that, there's something just inherently sexy about that for anybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in the hand job too, it's like letting yourself look. Do you feel like, Cass, you could look while you're giving a hand job, or is it just eye contact that feels scary?
I feel like I could look. I think I just have a tendency to make things awkward when I get even like a little bit uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
And like I'm married. I've been with my partner for a very long time. Okay. But I can definitely look. It's like, I guess I don't know, like, how long should I be looking for? And in my head, I'm like, am I looking like I'm giving an exam at that point? I do have a lot of trouble seeing myself as sexy, I think.
Yeah.
And so to imagine doing something with the intention of it like being sexy, that's mm-hmm. where I feel like the disconnect comes in.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah.
For you. Totally get just kidding.
I can totally see that
for
you.
But definitely not for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You give that off. Yeah.
You give off the vibe that you don't know how to be sexy.
Thank you so much for the feedback.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's really nice to be seen. Anyways,
I have so many questions. I'm trying to like direct us back to the hand jobs, but like I feel like I could just go in so many places.
We love a coaching tangent. So if you want to ask questions, you're more than welcome.
Well, I guess I'm just curious, does that happen during when it's like mutual play, or is it just like when you're when you're receiving, or just when you're giving?
I feel, and I was actually just talking to my partner about this, I feel like I enjoy activities more when it's like we're pressed up against each other because I'm not seeing a lot and I know he's not seeing a lot. Okay. I think I definitely have like insecurities around being seen. And so I'll notice that with like certain positions, like doggy, I feel very exposed. Yeah. So that's not one of my favorites. Also, I don't like a lot of cold air touching me. I like to be warm as well.
Space.
So
heaters.
Yeah, I think, and like for a long time, I had trouble with letting my partner go down on me because it just like being seen. And I've worked through a lot of that, but it's still like I just notice it. If I'm going to choose a sex act, I'm going to lean towards one where like less of my body is going to be seen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
A lot of questions on air.
No, but
I think it's
it.
Helpful. It's helpful to talk about for people. And, you know, I think the great thing about a hand job, if we go back to what we're talking about, is like you don't actually have to take any of your clothes off.
That's true. So true.
I normally say, what should you be doing with your body? Make sure you're comfortable. Like whatever position you're in, be comfortable. Don't do anything that's not comfortable. A.
Yeah, I like that answer.
This is not a porn shoot. No one's trying to get like a special shot of you. You know, it's really like, can you be comfortable when you're exploring this? Because it is, again, it's also really about your pleasure and seeing like what is a fun touch for you. What is a fun way? I was actually, interestingly enough, a couple of days ago talking with a client about hand jobs, and she's like, I just like to watch him squirm.
That's fun. Like,
that's great. All right.
Great. I tried out a few moves on a partner years ago that I had learned, and it was just fun because they worked and he loved it. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. I'm going to keep going and you're going to keep squirming. And like, I have all the control.
Yeah. Right.
Super fun.
So
fun. Speaking of being comfortable, I've heard it's like a sin to go into a hand job without lube. Okay. So what is your advice on that? Because also a spontaneous handy, I won't always have just like my pocket lube.
Right.
So how do we make sure that it's like still comfortable?
And lube is not the solution to the best hand job. It's not. It's one tool that's helpful. it's not necessarily the lube, it's the sliding that you want.
Right.
So you can also use spit, good old fashioned spit. Think of a lemon.
Good old fashioned.
Think about biting into a lemon. You get suddenly a lot more saliva, and then you spit into your hand.
There you go.
Great trick, right?
Great trick.
Useful.
That's good to remember.
Anytime you need spit. Mm-hmm. So I think it depends if you're going for orgasm or not. What's true is not all men masturbate with lube. Some masturbate dry without lube. Mm-hmm. I'm always a little surprised by that, but there is a great majority of people who do. So it's not always necessary, especially if you're playing with someone who's not circumcised, then you can play more with the skin that slides up and down over the head, which is oftentimes like how men that masturbate that are uncircumcised will move. That's what they do. They actually move the skin back and forth over the head of their cock. So you don't actually need any saliva, spit, lube for that. And if you start to talk about using lube with hand jobs, we have to really think about dryness and when it gets tacky. Mm-hmm. If you're just going for hand job and you're going for orgasm and you're like, I want to do this thing all the way through and my version of completion is orgasm, I'm just going to say if that's what you're going for, I would say actually go more for like a massage oil. Or a massage gel, or lotion, coconut oil is great, but some people have the smell gives, they don't love the smell or can get on sheets and things. So you might want to put a towel down. But if you're just like out in the world, which is the best part about the hand job, like you can be sitting at dinner in a booth across from your in-laws and like, I don't know, your hand is going down into your partner's genitals playing. How great is that?
Fiddling around in there.
And no one's like, hold on and put some lube on, you know? Like and that's like when I think about this type of play is like, how can it come in these kind of like places where you want to be sexually connected, you want to play, but maybe you want to be slightly discreet.
Butter on the table.
There you go, a little butter. Yeah.
Just a butter ball.
Oh, I'm sorry, I dropped the butter down here, right?
Yeah.
But if you're going to use lube, most likely it's probably going to be water-based. And when that gets tacky, you'll want either spit or actual water to re-lubricate. Because what's going to happen is with your hand and the air, with lube, it's going to dry up much faster. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get that really tacky feeling and it's going to be even more uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But again, if we're just going with like the lighter strokes and we're just really going with play and just sort of like moving and exploring – you can take your time before you grab the lube. Like, I think that's the fear of like, I've got to get the lube first before I put my hand on. And it's like, no, let's like move away from that and move into, let's just explore what feels good in your hands. And can you start to actually get out of this position and into like other ways of touching, exploring, including balls, including all of these different parts of this beautiful person's body that you're playing with, hopefully.
That gave me a very vivid flashback of the first time I gave a hand job and I used Hollister brand lotion.
I love that you know that.
I had like collected them and that's what we used. So pick your scent and here we go.
That's great. Was it a good experience for you or a bad experience?
Yeah, it was a good experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't complain of any burning or anything, so clearly it wasn't that toxic of a lotion. go ahead.
No, I was going to say my first hand job was behind a pizza parlor.
There you go. Places Great. You want to be sexually connected, but need to be discreet.
Yes.
Need to be discreet. Just saying. You were going to ask a question though, Cass.
Yes. If you are wanting to bring out the lube, this is such a specific question. Would you put it directly on the penis or into your hand first?
Like ketchup on a hot dog style or?
Or like hand sanitizer.
Or hand sanitizer.
I think it depends. You can do either, but we want to think about temperature. If you're going to go right onto your partner's genitals, it could be fun to be like, it's fucking freezing and I'm going to drop this on your body and you're going to be cold, you know, but also it may be really not pleasant. So I think it just sort of depends what you're going for. In general, I think it's better to get it into your hand, get your hand moistened and then go from there.
Okay.
That's really and if we're using the spit, we're mainly thinking about spit, like if you're limited in spit, if you're feeling you can't make a lot, maybe you're dehydrated, hungover, something like that. We want to think about more spit around the head. That's the area that often has like the most, that men experience the most pleasure, where you can spend a lot of time exploring different types of touch with your fingers in different ways. And that's where you would want to have that more gliding sensation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know this will be a human specific answer, but I've also noticed that you, like if there's pre-cum, that's also something that we can use, but I never knew if it was icky, like if my partner was considering it to be kind of weird that I'm using their own pre-cum as like my lube. But what are your thoughts? That was just my thought in my head. I've never heard it. I've just like kind of what I've thought about.
So most likely the men who, again, we're generalizing a lot here, but men who have pre-cum are probably using it in their own play when they masturbate. So it would be unlikely that they're probably going to think that it's gross. Mm-hmm. Yet some people do have a lot of sensitivity around body fluids. I think we often think of that more with women, like that, you know, I think women come forward more talking about body fluids. Some men are squeamish and uncomfortable about body fluids. But what's true, unless he's watching, he's not going to really know that it's his pre-cum. Right. So it's something, if you're okay, I mean, I wouldn't worry about it. I don't think you need to ask or anything like that.
Okay. And you said if, do not all people with penises have pre-cum?
No.
Really? Mm-hmm. I thought that was just, I literally thought that that was a sign, and I know this is so reductive, but that I was doing a good job, like kind of like an erection. Like if there's pre-cum, that means that they're getting turned on.
There's my validation.
I know you're really going for the validation in these experiences.
Well, what does that say about me? Like, we could really get into it.
So, right. We don't want to look for... Not all people's bodies are going to show that they're having a great time that way. Right. And I think when we start to think about men as like, this means I'm doing good, or this means that they're turned on, suddenly there's so much pressure on them too. Working with men around performance struggles, they are already so worried about what is happening down there. And if they've ever had a struggle before, it's like playing in the back of their mind, like, uh-oh, am I going to be able to get hard? Uh-oh, am I going to be able to come? Uh-oh, am I going to come too early? Like if there's ever been a history of struggle, oftentimes it will run through their mind, especially in the beginning of a relationship. There's a lot of fear of, you know, am I going to be able to perform the way that I want to, so that I don't embarrass myself and that we find a lot of pleasure together. Mm-hmm. So the, you know... Pre-cum is, yes, it's not universal. Lots of men do have it, but it's also not necessarily an indication that you're getting it right, really. It's sort of sometimes, it's for some people, when they get hard sort of right away, it starts to come out. For other people, they just never really have much. Some it has to do with sort of like a dehydration. There's lots of different stuff going on there.
Great to know.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sorry to take that away from you, but also maybe a good thing.
It was never mine to begin with. So it was.
Right. But you also may be in a situation where someone's not having pre-cum, and then you're suddenly find yourself really worried. Like, I'm not getting it right. So I think it's good that we're sort of working through that. Like you don't have to look for that.
Right. Rest assured, Em. Thank you for this gift. Well, go ahead, Cass.
Oh, I would just love to get into more technical movements that we can be incorporating. I would love to have just a large repertoire that I can pull from. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So one of the areas that people don't go to very often is balls. Like, do you guys play with your partner's balls very often?
Not often. And we actually just got an email, not from my partner, but from a listener. You know what? It could be my partner. Maybe that was personal and targeted. I don't really know. But they were saying they wish we would talk more about ball play. So please, let's get into it.
Okay. So I'm not an expert in like full ball play. There, you may have to bring someone else on to talk about that. That feels maybe a little more in like the BDSM kink space. fetish space. But what I can talk about is sort of the more generalized ball play. And not also say not all people like their balls touched. I mean, I think that this is something that can be specific. And so you would probably with a new partner want to check in, right? Like you want to say something like, your balls look really sexy. I really want to touch them. Is that something you enjoy? So you kind of just get a little bit of consent around that. And some people might say like, actually, no, like they're really sensitive or I don't enjoy that. More likely than not, you're going to get a like, yeah, let's see what's in there. And the same as what we've been talking about exploring more with the cock is actually exploring with the different textures and sensations on your hand. So you can try things like just one finger. And like, I don't know if you, like my brother and I used to take a bath and we would like soap up our backs and then like draw things and be like, what did I draw? I mean, if you get really like worried, you could try something like that. Like, okay, I'm just going to like write an A and see kind of what happens, like letting yourself get playful and creative. Mm-hmm. You can do multiple fingers, almost like raindrops going down. You can do full palm. You can put some spit or lube on there and do full palm. You can hold the base of the balls sort of tight, again, sort of like a ball cock ring does, and tighten them into the sac. And that's often sort of a way to kind of like increase pleasure and tighten them. Because depending on every man's ball sac is also very, very different. The way the balls hang, sort of like how tight they get, how loose the skin is. And so it sort of just depends like what makes it easier for you to play with. So sort of like gently wrapping your hand around and checking in. Do you want me to squeeze harder or a little bit softer or not squeeze at all, right? You can check in on these things. But some people may say like, yeah, squeeze a little harder. I'm curious, like what would that feel like? And then when you have the balls a little bit tighter, you can try different things like nails going up and over, nails coming down. In general, most men don't want pain on their cock or the whole cock region, but you can check that out too. Some people might want like a little bit of pinching or a little bit of flicking. That can sometimes be fun. But again, all these things are stuff you kind of want to like check in and see what people, how people feel about that. And then as well, like if you end up with a partner who really likes kind of that squeezing on their balls, you can kind of hold onto their balls at the bottom while you do different things with your hands.
Fun.
Right. Yeah. So fun. Then the area behind the ball. Oh, did you have a question?
Nope. You go.
Keep going. Okay. So the area behind the balls is really, really interesting too. You know, I think because we as a culture just feel so much shame around our assholes, men, a lot of them do too. We don't really talk about that area. I probably won't go into the anal stuff today because then that takes us in like a whole other avenue. But the area behind the balls is like a whole section that is actually where the cock continues on. Like there's lots of pleasure in there and there can be lots of like great sensations for your partner. So same thing as with the light touch, sort of like moving up with tickles. You can try putting, like making a fist and pushing up into that area and almost like vibrating your hand. That can feel really interesting for some people. Let's see, what else is in there? That area is a little tougher to get lube. So, you know, if you have some, you can try and get back there, but you definitely don't necessarily need to get all the way down there with it.
It doesn't sound like you're doing a lot that would need to be like an up and down motion. It's more of like a stationary kind of pressure.
Right. That one down there.
Right.
So then when we go back up into the shaft, which is I think where everyone's thinking about, there's, we want to really include the base too. So it's like the base, it goes into the pelvic bone and there can be a really, really grounding sensation, I think for men and for women, of putting a lot of pressure into that pelvic bone. And so you can sort of hold into that area. You can move, gently move the cock back and forth and sort of see like play. You can do like figure eights or little mini circles or ups and downs and just sort of see like, does your partner like that? Does that feel interesting? And you can be doing, it's sort of like patting your head and rubbing your belly at some point, I feel like with hand jobs sometimes. Like if you're getting really crazy with it, because like you may be doing like one thing with one hand and like one thing with the other hand and you're just like, okay. Like brain twister inside.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the idea is like, can you let yourself let go of this? Like I hold with one hand and I go up and down. If you want to get to orgasm, most likely your partner has been masturbating in that way. Not everybody. And so you may need to go into that really consistent up and down motion. But in the beginning, we don't need to worry about that. Like at least 10 minutes of trying other stuff before we go there. That's what I say.
I love that. That is a long time, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, letting go of
like the
rushing.
It also could go by quickly. Yeah, absolutely. And so when we're talking about using both hands, mm-hmm. what would be the best positioning as both the giver and the receiver if we want to utilize like all of our tools, these two?
I mean, so this is meaning like we're now, you're in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're not behind
we've
the pizza
entered
hut.
The house and we've walked to the bedroom on the bed.
We're not at dinner with our in-laws.
Correct.
Typically, it would be your partner either sitting or laying back in a comfortable position. Legs a little bit wider, so not close together, where they're just feeling like they can relax and melt into whatever surface they're on. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the easiest for people is honestly probably a massage table where you could stand next to your partner. And so you're not sitting on the ground in like a crisscross position. Because one of the things that happens, you know, is sitting in that position next to our partners, that's how you're going to be able to use both hands. You can't be like leaning up, you know, or laying next to them. You're really kind of like up having access to your both hands. Not everyone can sit in that position for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So you can sit like off the side of the bed or stand off the side of bed if you have a tall enough bed, which can mimic a little bit like what a massage table would be like. Or you can bring a chair. That can be another option too.
I love that idea. That sounds
wonderful. I fucking
love
that. Yeah. It's like your throne.
Yeah. If they end up in a chair and you end up in a chair, you're probably going to end up in a lot of eye contact. So it is something to think about, like what type of eye contact you're wanting. It can be sexy. Like if you want touch back too, to be in something sexy or nude. But again, I think it just depends on like what you're hoping for, you know, like do you want mm-hmm. your partner reaching out and also touching you as you're touching them? Or no, you want to just be touching them. That's something mm-hmm. to think about.
In terms of other things to consider, finishing, if that is something that happens for mm-hmm. you and your partner during a hand job, like if I'm giving a hand job, should I just like have a Kleenex nearby and I grab it? Should I just let everything go and have prepared for that? What are your recommendations?
That's an interesting question because I'm thinking about so many things right now. You know, is it more like there's a fear that there's like ejaculate, like it's going to get on stuff or like it's got to be cleaned up quickly? Or
I think for me, I've just always felt like that's an awkward moment. Like if I feel responsible, I guess, for it.
You did this
I
thing.
I feel, what was that?
You did this thing. You made this
yeah.
thing happen.
Like, it's my job to find a place for it. And so I'm either like turning it back on them or
take it back.
Oh,
turning it
oh,
to me.
I see what you're asking. Not after they come. Like, where do you literally put the cum? Is that what you're asking? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking you were asking like after they come and it's okay. Got it. I think it really depends. You know, I think most people would probably the most comfortable letting their partner come onto their own stomach or chest. I think that's mm-hmm. where like the most typical ejaculation is going to happen. But, you know, there's other places that it can go depending on what you guys want to do. I don't think there's like mm-hmm. a right or wrong thing. If you're wanting to catch it before like they come or you're wanting to like throw a towel over them, if a couple was in my session and they were saying that's what they were doing, I would get really curious about what's happening in those moments. Like if there's some shame or some discomfort with fluids.
For me, it's my linens. I like my linens and I don't want to change them.
Okay. Night, I totally understand. And so I'm guessing your partner has a lot of cum and it leaks off his belly. Is that what happens?
We don't do a lot. Not particularly. I just like,
Just something you're worried about. Okay.
It's just something I always think about. Like, I think about all body fluids on my, like, linen sheets that I love and that, yeah, like, are just very comfortable and I don't want them to be wet.
I mean, I totally get the fluid thing, and I really get the not wanting to change your sheet thing. Mm-hmm. It can, yeah. I mean, if it's like 10 o'clock at night and you're playing and you want to go to sleep after, no one wants to like wake up and like change their bed, right?
That's the exact scenario.
Right. So you have a couple of options here. One, you can get a dog blanket that's waterproof and easily washable, and you put that down under every time you play so that you
don't. I do have a sex blanket. We recently got sex blankets. Yes. Yeah, so.
Okay. So that takes care of a lot of issues around like fluids leaking. Also, I sometimes recommend for couples, like, have dedicated washcloths, like, next to the bed, wherever your lube might be or sex toys are, easily accessible in the nightstand. And they can be, like, the little hand towels or the slightly larger one, just kind of depending what you want. And that way, it's like you just have the, you know, a color that you grab that you know. I typically recommend getting something that you enjoy, not just like the cheapest knockoff white version at CVS or something.
That are going to like leave little lint balls all over.
That's sexy. It's also sexy. You kind of want something that when you grab, it feels nice on your hand. And you also want something that if it touches your skin or your partner's skin, that it does feel good too. Like that it has a feeling of like being taken care of and that you're in like a nice hotel or something like that. Not just like got it from the dollar store, you know?
Here's this scrap.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
into it.
Come you know, if you're it. If you're in a situation where there is an orgasm happening and semen coming out and you don't know where to put it, that's a little more complicated. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like, I don't know, you're at a company Christmas party in somewhere and you're like, where are we going to put this cum, you know? That I think you have to maybe get a little bit more, I don't know, adventurous. Try some
adventurous. Yeah. Think ahead. Yeah. I think having like a good, I really like the idea of kind of being intentional about the towels that you use. I've been someone that keeps like towels by the bed when I'm consistently having sex with someone. And they're never like, they're like the towel I can grab quickest from the laundry or the bathroom. Yeah. But it would be nice to like spend a little money on feeling good, especially on my genitals or theirs. And it's like not the roughest cardboard washcloth. I mean, that would be nice.
Right? Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And in general, cleaning semen up more quickly is easier because once it starts to dry, then it's a little bit tougher to clean up. So, you know, I think it is totally fine in a couple to just like throw the towel on after, like say your partner comes, they come on their tummy, you can just like throw it on top of them because it's going to soak up into the towel, which then just makes the actual cleanup faster, which really just means you can get to the aftercare in an easier way. Like they don't have to go shower or go to the bathroom and like wipe, wipe, scrub, scrub. It gets stuck in hair and it can like pinch a little bit, you know, all of that stuff. Like it just, in general and flow, it can tend to make it a little bit easier.
I also like the idea of washcloths better than a Kleenex because for some reason with like a Kleenex, it almost makes it feel a little dirty. And I don't want that to be like the impression that I'm giving if I reach for a Kleenex. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. Mm. Like a little tawdry kind of like.
I don't know that
if
word.
If I knew what that word meant.
Like naughty, like dirty fun or dirty like
no, not, like dirty in a bad way. Like I don't want them to feel like, oh, I'm grabbing a Kleenex, like clean yourself up.
Got it. Gross. Right here, I'm going to throw this thing at you.
Like a washcloth feels like a kindness. A Kleenex feels like a
figure in your shit out. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally. My thing with the clean, I don't have the dirty thing. I understand that, but I don't necessarily have that. The thing I think about with the Kleenex is like the planet mostly.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Like a much sweeter.
Hers is just like not as.
She thinks about the planet. Okay.
I'm just whatever. An asshole. That's fine. Yeah.
No, you're not. Just, I was like, that's sort of what I, that's yeah. where I go. Yeah.
That's a good consideration.
And also my mm-hmm. other thought is that for many people, one Kleenex is also not going to be enough to get all the cum. Mm-hmm. Lots of people mm-hmm. when they cum is going to be bigger than one Kleenex. So now you're like going through, you know, like a couple of boxes. Like a couple of tissues
and little pieces come off of Kleenex too.
They yeah. do. Yeah. And it depends. Like, did you buy the nice Kleenex, you know?
Right. The Vicks yeah. ones.
Yeah.
That might burn.
That might burn. It gives me like if I have Elmer's glue on my hands and I grab a Kleenex mm. and then you have Kleenex hands.
You're paper macheing your hands, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I think of.
Right. So the timing, it would be like, do you know the person you're playing with enough to know when their orgasm is coming and to be able to move your hand, not in the way of the stream coming out? I think that's what you're talking about is like, what do I do if it's all over my hands? Mm-hmm. You know, one of the ways you can tell if your partner is about to come is their balls will actually tighten up and move really, really close to their bodies. It depends again, how like, much space is in their balls, like how far down they hang basically. But in general, they'll get very, very tight and almost like up to their body to a point where you can't really see them in some regard. And typically, and also the cock gets a lot harder. Most people's cocks will get like much more red or blue. And that's when you know the orgasm is about to happen.
Huh. Fascinating.
Right? That is fascinating. Damn. Well, I feel honestly, we've talked about hand jobs and the feelings that come with hand jobs so much more than I thought I had inside of me. But is there anything we didn't ask or didn't go over that you feel like would be important to bring up?
I think I just want to reiterate, have fun with it. You know, like let go of this idea that you have to have anything for it. Trust your hands, trust trying new things. And check in with your partner around it.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Where can our listeners continue connecting with you after this episode?
Yes. Well, I hope everyone does continue connecting with me. And the best place to connect regularly is Instagram. And my handle is Keely Rankin Intimacy Coach. That's a great place. We're doing lots of stuff on there. And then you can also find me on my website, which is KeelyRankin.com, KeelyRankin. And in the next month or so, we're going to be launching a new course called Sex Class. And it's actually going to cover a lot of what we talked about here. And it's going to be so, so much more. I'm really, really excited for it. We're filming it right now. It's going great. It's going to be awesome. So I hope everyone comes and checks it out.
Oh, remember how fast I can walk my hand across a table?
You can walk it so fast. Emma has many skills, and one of them is really fast hand walking. Imagine how that comes into play in a hand job.
Imagine.
Just imagine.
A new, it's not position, new technique. It's called piano keys, and you just do that on a penis. That
you
didn't
just
work.
Play that penis up and down.
Play it like a flute.
It sounds just like tickling at that point.
Or a recorder. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Keely, for coming on the podcast this week. You are an absolute treasure to talk to. And thank you to our listeners for hanging out this week.
You can head on over to Apple Podcasts to rate, review, and subscribe to Honey Do Me. You can leave us a written review. You can head on over to Spotify and rate us. You can watch us on YouTube like we talked about in the beginning. You can give yourself a kiss and spank your bottom and tell yourself to have a great week. And you can also follow us on social media at Honey Do Me Podcast if you want to stay up to date on what's going on with us. Mm-hmm. And that's all she wrote.
That's all. We are so discoverable and tired. So mm-hmm. come say hi somewhere.
Just anywhere you want.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.